Welcome to A Time of Hope with highlights of our cantata, Mary Did You Know, from last Sunday's worship. I'm Russell Cobb, the pastor at the United Church of Christ of California. You're always welcome at our Sunday services. Sunday school is at 9:30 with donuts and juice available in the gym. Worship starts at 10:30 with a nursery for your little ones. We would be so excited and privileged to have you attend our Sunday services as we worship together as one family serving Christ.
In this holiest of seasons, we look back and remember. We think of the world waiting for hundreds of years while God was silent. We think of that silence being ended, not by the cry of a prophet, the proclamation of a high priest, or the writings of a scribe. It is a simple statement to an angel, to a young Jewish maiden. You are highly favored. You will have a son. You are to call him Jesus. The scene changes. We are transported to the hills near Bethlehem, and once again an angel appears. Don't be afraid, he says to the shepherds. I bring good news to you and to all people. Today in David's city, a Savior has been born. He is the Messiah, Christ the Lord. These men have heard thunder roll across those hills. They've seen lightning streak through the darkness and turn midnight into day. But nothing they have ever witnessed has prepared them for what happens next. Now the sky explodes with light and movement and sound. The shepherds who have been terrified by one angel behold a heavenly host, and all of them are giving praise to the Almighty. Glory to God in the highest, they shout. The phrase is magnified 1,000 times over. Now a beautiful echo joins the chorus, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests.
On earth and mercy mild, God and sinner.
Told the shepherds they would find the Savior if they just looked for him. And that's what happened. They discovered him lying in a manger. The thought of that scene still brings us hope and peace after all these years. Though the shepherds were the first to worship Jesus that night in the stable, his birth did not go unnoticed by everyone else. In a distant land, wealthy, educated men saw the star that announced his coming and recognized the sign. Something incredible had taken place. It became their mission to find him, to offer him treasure, and to worship at his feet. The announcement of his birth had turned Mary's world upside down. Waiting for his arrival had been marked by danger and uncertainty. The journey to Bethlehem had been long and difficult. It had all ended with an urgent search for some kind of place where a young, expectant mother could deliver her firstborn. To us, the story is filled with joy and wonder. We can only guess at the confusion and apprehension Mary experienced. Yet welcoming the child she knew was a miracle must have stirred in Mary's heart the same overwhelming love, the same hopes and dreams for her son that new mothers have always felt.
Mommies and daddies always believe that their little angels are special indeed and do. A shepherd or teacher is what you could be, or maybe a fisherman out on the sea, or maybe a carpenter building things, but who
prophecies the prophets of old had made about the coming of one who would be the salvation of Israel. She remembered the angel's words to her. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. In the stable that night, she saw men bow at his feet in worship. But the reality is that Mary didn't know all that we know. She didn't know the wonders he would perform, the people he would touch and heal and deliver, the way he would care for the poor and the outcast, the stories he would tell, the truth he would teach, or the sacrifice he would one day make. She held Jesus and she loved him, but there was so much about him that was beyond her comprehension.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come? Child that you delivered will soon. to a blind man. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm a storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? When you kiss your little baby, you kiss the face of God. Mary, did you know?
Those of us who follow the Savior who was born that holy night, our greatest joy and our highest calling is to come to know Him better, to trust Him more, and to be more like Him. Today we know the story that took Him to a cross, the story that left an empty tomb. He is our King and our Lord, and we worship Him.
He became sin. Messiah.
You are invited today to come and meet the Messiah. Come to the manger and see him, God in the flesh. Hear the angels proclaim his birth. Watch the shepherds and the wise men worship him. Come and believe that he is the hope of the world. Discover the joy of Christmas, the joy that Jesus brings.
This morning we will continue our Christmas sermon series, The Characters of Christmas, by looking at the shepherds and their flocks from Luke chapter 2. May God bless you with his peace and presence this Advent and Christmas season. You are always welcome at the United Church of Christ of California and the Salem United Church of Christ. We thank you for listening.